Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. Today, I will be sharing a poem that is entitled, It's a New Season. After I share the poem, I'm going to open up with our foundational scripture today that is found in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verse 18 and 19. Our second scripture for today is found in Genesis, the 16th chapter. So, eloquently speaking, it's a new season. There's a reason for this season. Please take the time to explore the mighty works of our Lord. Take the time to praise Him. Worship and adore Him for the marvelous things that He has done. Rejoice, and again I say, rejoice. For this season that God brought you out of, consider it all joy. The reason that you have entered this new season. A season to come out of your comfort zone. A season to face the unknown. A season to escape all of the wrong things that you have done. A season to embrace the positives with positive thoughts, words, and actions. You see, this is a wonderful season to turn negatives into positives. Your mess into a message. We have entered into a wonderful season of hope to help somebody. A season of hope to encourage somebody. A season of hope to inspire somebody. A season of hope to educate somebody. A season to examine the world all around you. We have entered into a wonderful season to show appreciation to God for the new life that's springing forth all around us. And right now, I want to encourage you to take a moment to tell God thank you. Tell God thank you for this new season that you have entered into. Because I come to tell you this morning that it is a season of power. It is a season of breakthrough. It is a wonderful season that God wants to reveal His glory to you. So we want to tell God thank you. God, we thank you for this wonderful season. We thank you for educating us about the various seasons that we are in. And Father, I thank you that this is a season to arise and shine, for thy light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. God, we thank you that this is a season to arise and walk through the land that you have given to us, because you promised that we will possess the land in Genesis 13 and 17. Father, we thank you that this is a season to arise and build the sanctuary of the Lord in 1 Corinthians 22 and verse 19. What has God called you to do? Within every season of your life, God has given you an assignment. And today is January the 16th, 2021. And this is the word of the Lord in Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. And I am reading in the Amplified Version. Do not remember the former things or ponder the things of the past. Listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. My. I love God's word. So what does it mean to remember not the former things? And if you would allow me to, I want to go to the King James Version for a moment, because I love how the King James Version says in verse 18, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Let me say that again, because God is saying, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And in case you don't understand what God is saying, God is bringing you out of that dry season. This scripture is talking about spiritual abundance, spiritual supplies, spiritual increase. You are about to experience a spiritual awakening like never before. But you must not remember nor consider the things of old. Some of us, we are stuck on the way God has done things in our lives. Some of us are stuck on the way things have happened in the various seasons in our lives, especially in those seasons where we have been wounded, where we have been hurt. And we rehearse those things over and over and over, and they become strongholds in our mind. And the enemy is on an assignment in this season to shut you down in your thought process. Because if he can get control over your mind, you will not mind God's word. You will not be concerned about God's word. You will not be concerned about what God is doing, because you will constantly think about the old things. And you will constantly consider the former things, the way things used to be. You see, when strongholds build up in our minds, those are the things that we think about. And it forms our thought process. And if all you have experienced has been negative experiences, you're going to think negative, you're going to have a negative expectancy, and everything is going to be negative. Positive things can be happening all around you, but you're going to see negatives. And we want to turn that around today with the word of God. So I thank you so much for joining me today. I had a plan and I had a purpose, but God has taken me off script. And I'm just going to follow his lead, because this is a wonderful season of discovery of God's perfect will and God's perfect plans for our lives. Eloquently speaking about this new place that we are in 2021, where we have made a conscious decision to line up with the word of God in Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. This is a wonderful season where we have purposed in our hearts to apply this word to our lives so that we can experience renewal, restoration, transformation, and experience regeneration in our mind, in our body, in our soul, in our spirit. And all I want to know today is, are you ready for this journey? Are you ready for this season of renewal? Are you ready to renew your mind? Are you ready to let go of the past? Are you ready to remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old? Because whether you're ready or not, my brother and my sister, God wants to do a new thing in you and through you. You see, many times when people reference Isaiah 43 and verse 18, they speak in a negative context of letting go of negative experiences. But this scripture is speaking of all experiences. Good, bad, happy, sad, successful, and unsuccessful experiences. Because they are all working together for our good. And dig this, I am so fired up this morning. I am so excited about this word because God is concerned about you. And God is concerned about this new thing that he is doing in your life. And he sent me on an assignment to highlight some areas in our minds and in our thought process that keep us going around and around in circles, repeating the same mistakes over and over again. And many of you don't understand why you in these cycles, but we're going to learn why, and the enemy is going to back up off of you. So many times we hold on to the operations of God, the things that happened in the past, and we hold on to how God moved in our lives. We hold on to how God answered our prayers. We hold on to the wonderful ways that God delivered us, how God saved us, and how God rescued us. But in this new place, in this wonderful place this morning, glory, hallelujah. God doesn't want us to remember the old way that he moved in our lives, because God is reconditioning, God is restructuring, and God is redeveloping us. And God doesn't want us to get comfortable with how he moved in the past. And I want to highlight Exodus 14 for a moment. Because we all talk about God opening up our Red Sea. And it's a powerful scripture. I often refer to it when I'm teaching. So Moses lifted up his rod. And when he lifted up his rod, God opened up the Red Sea. Now, symbolically, we have to lift up our rod. And our rod is the word of God. And when we speak God's word, the angels will hearken to God's word, and God's will begins to unfold in your life. So Moses and the Israelites, they were in bondage in Egypt. They were slaves. The taskmasters made it very hard for them, made it very difficult for them to work. And they cried out to God for a mighty deliverer. So God sent Moses. Moses came, but Pharaoh's heart was hardened. Moses said what God told him to say, but Pharaoh did not care. So now Pharaoh tells Moses, you can leave. Go, get out. And en route, he realized what he did, what he said. So he pursued Moses and the Israelites. So now here they are standing in front of the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army is behind them. And I want you to hear in the spirit. I want you to imagine hearing the horses and the chariots coming. You know the enemy is hot on your trail. And you know that this Red Sea is before you. And now I want you to see your current, your modern day Red Sea. And I want you to see your modern Pharaoh and horses and chariots. And I want you to hear the sound because they are in hot pursuit. So in the Bible, God caused the Red Sea to open up. And it's a miracle that we are all familiar with. But remember, our scripture today is remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. And I'm sharing this example so that we can understand that God is about to open up our Red Sea, but he's about to do it in a new season. He's about to open it up in a new way. We're not standing before a physical Red Sea, but we are having Red Sea experiences. So be encouraged by the word of God. Be encouraged by what God did for Moses and the Israelites. But begin to embrace the new thing that is springing forth. Lift up your rod today. Speak to your Red Sea. Speak to Pharaoh. Speak to the horse and the rider. Speak to the chariots. Because life and death is in the power of your tongue. God has given each of us power and authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And that is recorded in Luke 10:19. So do not remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. So if I break that down in layman terms, don't put God in a box. God want to do greater things than opening up a Red Sea. God wants to perform miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. God has spiritual rivers waiting for you, spiritual abundance, spiritual fruit. There are so many things that God has called you to do for him. And there are some things in your thought process. There are some things from the past that is holding you back. And God wants you to embrace this new thing that he is doing. Because God wants us to experience new victories, new deliverances, new ways to answer our prayers, new ways to rescue us, and new ways to use us. I want to ask a question. How many of you have testimonies? And how often do you share your testimonies? Are you still sharing that same old testimony? And please, I am not making light of the testimony or the wonderful works of God. That's not what I'm doing. But every day of our lives, God is performing miracles in our lives. And every day we have a new testimony. But some of us, we're stuck on that one thing that God did. And if it encourages you, then hey, you hold on to that. But all I'm saying is, what is God doing for you now? Because God has performed many miracles in your life. Sometimes we get comfortable with the old ways. Things that happen in our lives. And as children of God, we should constantly be growing in his word. And we should constantly be experiencing newness of life in every area of our lives, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and psychologically, even financially and economically. When the Egyptians were in bondage in Egypt, they had some negative experiences, but they had hope. And in the beginning of my message, I shared the poem that I wrote about it's a new season. And I gave four categories about a season of hope. And I said, it's a season of hope to help somebody. It's a season of hope to encourage somebody. It's a season of hope to inspire somebody. It's a season of hope to educate somebody. And God wants you to release your hope. And the purpose of this message is to encourage you to remember not the former things, but to embrace the new things that are springing forth. Now, for all of those experiences from the past, God is going to use it for his glory. And as we share our testimonies, we're going to share hope. And the testimony is going to help somebody. Your testimony. Somebody been delivered from drugs and alcohol. Somebody been delivered from gambling. Somebody been delivered from adultery. Somebody been delivered from murder, from robbery, Whatever it is that God delivered you from, some people have not forgiven you. And some people want to keep you stuck in the past, stuck with the things that you used to do, because they don't want to see you come into the fullness of what God has called you to do. And some of you may genuinely feel bad about the things you used to do in the past. We all fall short of the glory of God, but dig this, God is aware of those falls. God knows when we're going to fall before we fall. God knows everything that we're going to do. He knows our very thoughts. One of his names is El Roi, and he is the God that sees all things. And God sees your hurt. He sees your pain this morning, because whatever that mistake was, whatever area where you fell short of the glory of God, whatever that addiction was, because somebody, your addiction cost you so much. You paid a heavy price. You lost everything. You lost your wife. You lost your husband. You lost your children. You lost your job. You lost your respect for yourself. And you said, God, how did I get here? And the enemy been riding you like a horse, making you feel unworthy, telling you lies that God will never forgive you, that God will never lose you, that God will never use you. But that's a lie. And that's the area of your mind that God wants to renew. It's an area of your mind and your thought process that God doesn't want you to rehearse that hurt and pain over and over again. But he wants you to receive his miracle healing power in that area. So I'm going to share a scripture. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I always allow the Lord to use me. And I feel pain right now because somebody is really, really struggling in this area. And you've been bound by the spirit of heaviness. And the spirit of heaviness has caused you to embrace suicidal thoughts. And you've been dealing with inner hurts and torns. And it goes deep. But God is touching you right now while I'm ministering this word. Many times we wait for like a person to come and lay hands on us and to pray for us. But the healing is in God's word. The anointing destroys the yokes. And God wants you to know that he is breaking every chain. He is breaking every fetter. And we give God the praise. And we give God the glory. Because you've been doing everything you know to do in your situation. It hasn't been changing. And those that have watched you fall down, they've been mocking you. They've been laughing at you. Like, how are you going to get back up? But you have to stop listening to the lies of the enemy, because he used people to keep you in bondage. So the scripture that God wants me to share and to use an example to show you how to fight with the weapons of your warfare that are not carnal, but are mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. And a stronghold is anything that has exalted itself above God in your life. So what are the things that you find yourself thinking about every day, all day? Do you think about God's word as much as you think about the things that you think about? Do you think about your problems more than you think about God's word? Let's go to Matthew 18, 18. For those of you that follow me, you know I use this scripture all of the time when I'm praying. And I love to provide the scriptures so that we know where to go. Matthew 18:18, it says, and I'm reading in the King James Version, and then I'm going to go to the Amplified Version. And God, I thank you for moving by your spirit. And whoever that person is, and it may be more than one person, but please inbox me, because I want to personally pray for you and pray with you. But today is the turning point of your breakthrough. Everybody that's been bound by the spirit of heaviness, today is the turning point of your breakthrough. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So that's the King James Version. And now we're going to go to the Amplified Version. The Amplified Version of Matthew 18:18, it says, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whatever you bind, forbid, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth shall have already been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose, permit, declare lawful on earth shall have already been loosed in heaven. So this is a biblical principle about binding and loosing. And sometimes when you hear me pray, I will bind the demonic spirit or the demonic or satanic activity of the enemy. I will render him powerless. I forbid and declare his actions improper and unlawful on this earth. And I bind him. Not by might nor by power, but by the spirit of the Lord. And that scripture is in Zechariah 4:6. And then I loose the word of God. So what I want you to see right now, I want you to see a garden. And I want you to see the garden that is full of beautiful flowers that are growing. But in the middle, on the side, hiding in the back, hiding on the side. All of these weeds are growing with these flowers. And in the scripture, it talks about the wheat and the tares. So we're going to pull up those weeds because we don't want them to kill our flowers. We don't want the weeds to choke the life out of our flowers. And symbolically, the weeds represent all of the negative things that you have been experiencing in your life, because the garden is your heart. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The garden is your heart, and in your heart, we got all of these beautiful flowers growing. We got all of these weeds that are growing with the flowers, and there is a war going on inside of our heart. There is a war going on in our souls. And it's a war, it's a conflict of nature that is recorded in Romans, the 7th chapter. And I'm going to get there later, but it's where our flesh fights against our spirit and our spirit fights against our flesh. And whoever we are feeding, whether we're feeding our flesh or our spirit, is the one that's going to take control. So if you are constantly feeding your flesh garbage, you are what you eat. We hear that all of the time. But if you are constantly feeding your flesh garbage, you are going to think about what you're feeding yourself. And what you're feeding yourself are the thoughts that you're going to think about. And sooner or later, those thoughts are going to transform into words. And those words are going to transform into actions. And then you are going to display negative behavior that is not true to your nature, all because you was feeding your flesh. And I don't want you to feel bad about that, because this is a learning process. This is a wonderful season of a wonderful discovery of learning why we do the things that we do and why our minds have been under attack and why God wants us to renew our minds. So let's take a look at the weeds. The assignment of the weeds is to overtake the garden. So many times when we set forth to do the things that God has called us to do, guess what? A weed will pop up. You did all of the work. You broke up the ground. You turned the soil in your garden. You planted the seeds. You watered it every day. I don't know if you're like me, but, and I don't have a garden right now, but when I had my garden, I loved to be in my garden. I would talk to my flowers. I would talk to God. God taught me so many lessons when I was in my garden. And weeds would just pop up out of nowhere. And I say, God, where did that come from? Satan loves to counterfeit everything that God does. So God produces beautiful flowers, but Satan produces weeds. And the weeds' assignment is to destroy. If you allow the weeds to stay in your garden, guess what? It's going to take over. You will lose control of your garden. And you will line up with the weeds. So symbolically, the weeds is going to be the one that you listen to. The weeds going to have lordship over your life. So your whole thought process, all of those strongholds. And earlier when I was talking about the addictions and the shame and embarrassment that comes along with all of those areas where we fell short of the glory of God. All of those negative experiences, they are weeds. So when we constantly complain, when we constantly rehearse our hurt and our pain over and over again, we tell everybody that will listen. And then when we connect with a person that has a negative mindset and their heart is full of weeds too, guess what? You're both going to speak death to your situation. And you're going to speak self-imposed curses that's going to create the rest of your situation, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. When you think positive thoughts, you're going to speak positive words and you're going to display positive actions. But when you speak negative words, when you think negative thoughts, you're going to have negative words and you're going to display negative behavior. That is not true to your nature, which brings me back to the addictions or whatever area it is that you have struggled in the past, or even you may be struggling with right now. If you have ever dealt with an addiction, you couldn't overcome that addiction on your own. And an addiction is a besetting sin. And a besetting sin is a sin that you cannot overcome. This kind comes out through prayer and fasting. I don't care how much you cry out to God. I don't care how much you say, Lord, I'm sorry, please forgive me. You're going to say, God, if you heal me, I'll never drink again. God, if you heal me, I'll never go back to that brothel. And you making all of these promises to God, and God knows you're not going to keep your promise because he knows that you're dealing with a besetting sin. And this is a different type of a weed. This is a very strong weed. It's a power. It's a principality. See, there are different levels of weeds that operate in our lives. And I wish I had time to teach this. You see, the devil is our adversary and he has a hierarchy. And there are different levels of demons. There are different assignments that has been loosed against you. And the enemy used whatever it was that hurt you to entrap you and to gain control of your mind, to gain control of your heart, to gain control of your thought process, to get you caught up in your feelings and your emotions so that you will respond to the flesh versus responding to the word of God. So let me go back to the weeds for a moment. When I first pulled the weed out of my garden, it snapped in half. I didn't pull it up at the root, but I didn't understand the process. But I just pulled it up and it snapped, and I just kept on pulling weeds up. And later, that same weed began to grow again. So I said, God, what is this? And so he let me know, Stacy, you have to pull that weed out at the root. So I took my shovel and I began to dig around that area. And I was very delicate because I didn't want to wound my flowers. And I didn't want to tear up the wrong roots. And listen to me carefully, because the weeds, they have roots. And the plants, they have roots. They have several roots. Some roots are thick. Some roots are thin. Some of them are long. Some of them are short. But some of them go deep down underneath the soil. But they intertwine with the flowers. And so I had to be very careful with removing this particular weed that kept growing back. So when I dug down deep enough and I started separating the roots. Now, some of the roots from the plants, from the flowers, they broke, they tore, but the plant didn't die. So symbolically, there are some things in your life that God is cutting off because he's pulling the weeds out at the root. And there are some thought processes going on in your mind that God wants to uproot today. And for some, it's going to be instantly because you're catching this in the spirit. Many of you, I'm feeling you right now, and your understanding has been opened. God has removed scales from blinded eyes, and you're saying, God, I'm starting to get this. And I encourage you to stay tuned because this is a series and I'm not going to complete it. I'm not going to put no time limit on it because already God has changed my agenda. So we're totally receiving fresh downloads from God. You're listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. This is the platform that God chose to speak to you today. And God wants you to know that he wants to pull up the roots of every area of your mind, your thought process, every hurt, every pain, every disappointment. And we're going to do that with Matthew 18 and 18. That tells us that whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And before I go any further, I want you to know that whatever your Red Sea was, and it can be an addiction. I don't care what it was. I often use addictions because addictions work closely with strongholds. And the culprit with all of this is the spirit of robbery. John 10:10 tells us that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I want to go back to the purpose of the weeds for a moment, because I said that the weeds want to take over your garden. So I want to talk about a hijacked spirit for a moment. How many times have you been on an assignment and you was about to get a promotion at work, and that promotion consisted of an increase in your salary, and you knew you was next in line, but you didn't get the job? Well, that was a demonic takeover. The devil saw what was about to happen in your life, and he released a hijacked spirit against you, and somebody else got your job. So symbolically, the hijacked spirit working with the spirit of robbery stole your job, and it killed your dream because it wounded your spirit. I hope you're getting this. The hijacked spirit is a takeover spirit. What God has for you, it is for you. And whatever areas of your life where the hijacked spirit has stolen something from you and has taken over your property, your job, your husband, your wife. And I'm going to go to that husband, because some of you, you were engaged to get married and suddenly something happened and he married somebody else. It was a hijack spirit operating through a spirit of witchcraft and divination. The enemy knew that once you connect with this man, because your marriage was ordained by God, and the two of you together was a threat. And I'm not going to say was, is a threat. Because some of your husbands that married the wrong woman, God is going to release that husband. And for the witches that use divination to entrap him, they are going to die. And I'm not speaking curses on anyone. God said, suffer not a witch to live. Through the spirit of divination, many husbands have been stolen through a hijack spirit, through a takeover spirit. And you know what? This weed was a harlot. This weed was a prostitute. This weed was an agent of Satan. And the assignment was to steal your husband, to steal your dream, to steal the ministry that God has placed inside of you. So, woman of God, you've been grieving excessively. You've been mourning excessively. And the spirit of heaviness has overtaken you because you're so distraught about the loss and you don't believe, you know, you're saying, how could he do this to me? I know that he loves me. Listen, we're talking about spiritual warfare. Did you think that God was going to let you did you think that Satan was just going to let you walk down the aisle and marry the man of your dreams so that you can live happily ever after when you're going to destroy his kingdom? And I'm not taking this lightly. I feel your hurt. I feel your pain. And I'm going to tear down some of the things, some of the thought processes that has kept you in bondage ever since he left you. So I want you to understand that your husband, he loves you. And I'm speaking to more than one woman right now, because many husbands have married the wrong person. And you loved your wives and you don't even understand why you ended up with somebody else. But it was demonic, it was satanic, and it was an attack against your life. Who is the Holy Ghost talking to? So the culprit here is the spirit of heaviness. And the spirit of heaviness is recorded in Isaiah, the 61st chapter and verse 3. But I want to remind you of Matthew 18:18, because we're going to apply a biblical principle. As we pray, as we touch and agree. Now, let me just open up Matthew 18 in its entirety, because there's power when we touch and we agree. And I can't teach the word of God and share like I'm sharing and not provide the word of God, because you need to understand that it's God's words, that is not mine's. But I also want you to go in your free time and read these scriptures that I'm giving to you, because the power is in the word. The power is not in my words. The power is in the word of God. And all of the healing that is taking place, the spiritual awakening that is taking place right now, it is not Stacy Lunsford. It is the Holy Ghost. It is the operations of God. And we need to give God the glory. We need to give God the praise. Too many times God operates through us and we want to take the glory. No, it is not me. This is the Holy Ghost speaking directly to you and providing biblical prescriptions that are going to set you free in every area of your life. So Matthew 18:18, we said, it's the word of God says, whatever I say unto you, what's Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So verse 19, I want you to be very mindful of this scripture. It says, again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. So if you are in agreement with me today, I want you to type, I am in agreement. And whether you're in agreement or not, I believe God for you, because God is moving in a powerful way. And some of you, your faith has been activated, but some of you, you still doubting the word of God. You still doubting, God, are you going to do this for me? And that's okay. Your faith is going to catch up with the word of God. Keep speaking the word of God. Keep speaking the word of God. Keep speaking the word of God. Keep meditating on the word of God. And sooner or later, guess what? Your faith is going to come into agreement with the word of God. And the things that you couldn't do, you're going to do. Because God said you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So now we're going to apply this biblical principle called binding and loosing. And I want to touch base on Luke 10:19 for a moment, because God has given us power and authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And he said, nothing shall by any means harm us. Now, being real, you know, this is eloquently speaking, and we like to keep it real. We like to be raw. We like to tell the truth. God said in his word that nothing shall by any means harm us. But how many of you have been harmed? How many of you feel the attacks of the enemy? And it can be confusing sometimes. So we're going to get some hits. We're going to experience some blows. But the enemy is not going to succeed with the assaults against us. But we have to learn how to use the power and authority that God has given unto us. So for all of those weeds in the garden, we're going to call those weeds the spirit of heaviness for today. I'm going to be identifying different weeds throughout this series, but today we are going to deal with the spirit of heaviness. Because the spirit of heaviness is the strong man, where like the spirit of heaviness is like the principality, and the fruit on the tree, all of the demons underneath the spirit of heaviness is the spirit of despair, the spirit of discouragement, the spirit of depression, excessive grieving, excessive mourning, a broken heart, a wandering mind, wandering thoughts, suicidal thoughts, rejection, inner hurts, inner torns. Sometimes we struggle with condemnation and self-pity. You want to have, remember I said you repeat your hurt and pain over and over again, and you enter into a vicious cycle of self-pity where you speak negative words over and over, and in doing so, you speak self-imposed curses. And I mentioned that earlier, but I did not highlight the self-imposed curses. I want you to pay attention to your thought process, to the things that you think about. What thoughts have control of your mind, your emotions, your will, your feelings, your intellect? What do you spend your time thinking about? Because those things are the things that have control of your mind. Now, in Romans 12:1, God tells us, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And just be patient with me. I'm a get to Matthew 18:18 and Isaiah 61:3 for the spirit of heaviness. But I want you to see this. Our minds before Christ, we were led by our feelings. We were led by our emotions. And even after Christ, some of us are still led by our feelings and our emotions. And we are very analytical. And we try and process the word of God. We try and understand, like, and it's a faith walk. The word of God says the just shall live by faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. But faith consists of trust. And when we trust God, our faith is going to grow. So Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they agree? Before we accepted Christ, we walked in the flesh. We was controlled by our flesh. We did what we wanted to do. We followed our own rules. And for those that were really into demonic or satanic things or cults and stuff like that, you follow whatever it is that Satan or that occultic spirit had you doing. You was not led by the Spirit of God. So I want you, I have like three people, and I used this analogy yesterday, and I have three people. I'm one of them. I'm in the front. Then I'm going to say Christine is in the middle, and then Pastor Mirandi from India, he's in the back. So I am the flesh, Christine is the soul, and Pastor Mirandi is the spirit. So before I accepted Jesus Christ into my life, I did what I wanted to do. I was controlled by my feelings. So my soul is the seat of my emotions, my intellect, my will, my feelings. And every area of my life where I was hurt, where I was wounded, where good things happened, bad things happened, you know, it's in that soulish realm that it was processed. And so my spirit had to follow the soul as the soul followed the flesh. So let's turn that around. Now, Pastor Mirandi is following. He is the spirit. Christine is still the soul. And now I'm the flesh. After we accept Jesus Christ into our hearts as Lord and personal Savior, we're now led by the spirit. And it's important that we understand we are spiritual beings that live in a human body. Okay, so we have to learn how to walk in the spirit, how to operate in the spirit. So all of the things that we did before Christ, when we was of the world, we did things like the world. We lived like the world. But once we accepted Jesus Christ into our hearts as Lord and personal Savior, the word of God says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away and all things become new. And it is a daily process. And this is a part of the regeneration process. Most believers, when they came to Christ, they were not properly discipled. They were not taught the word of God. They was not taught about the various changes that take place in their lives, in their minds, in their soul, in their spirit. So when you switch from living the way the world lives, when you stop doing what the devil wants you to do, when you make up your mind that you're going to serve God, and now the spirit is leading you, you're being led by the spirit of God, you're being led by the word of God, and your soul is going to line up with the spirit, and your flesh may complain, your flesh may say, I don't want to do this, but your flesh got to line up. So earlier when I mentioned the conflict of nature, which is recorded in Romans, the seventh chapter, this is the inner war that is going on inside of us. So our minds need to be regenerated. We need to be regenerated. We need to be transformed by the word of God. So all of those areas where we have been conformed to the world and the way the world does things, responding to our feelings and our emotions. You know, 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So many people fight with the weapons of their warfare. They fight like the world, even though they're Christians. And that's because they have not been healed in that area. It doesn't mean that they're not saved. And symbolically, many of us repeat those same habits and same cycles because we have not been regenerated. Our minds have not been transformed by the word of God. And I hope that's making sense to you. So we must learn how to be spirit-led, spirit-governed. And we'll learn about that in Galatians, the 5th chapter. But for time's sake, we're going to go to Isaiah, the 61st chapter, and verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So remember, I said we're going to apply the biblical principle of binding and loosing. So with that scripture in Isaiah 61 and verse 3, we're going to bind the spirit of heaviness and we're going to loose the garment of praise. And I want you to look at that scripture. It says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of heaviness and we loose the garment of praise. We bind the spirit of heaviness and we loose beauty for ashes. We bind the spirit of heaviness and we loose the oil of joy for mourning. And we thank you for wrapping your arms around everyone that has been grieving excessively and those that have been mourning, those that have been grieving and have been sorrowful in spirit. And I pray right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that as you release the oil of joy for mourning, as you release the garment of praise, I thank you for a shift that's taking place. I thank you for transformational healing that is taking place. I thank you for the women that I mentioned not too long ago where their husbands left them and marry another woman because of the spirit of divination, because of the takeover, because of the hijack spirit. And many of these women have been grieving excessively. And they have been bound by the spirit of heaviness. Father, you said in your word that if two shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them. And so I place a demand on your word, God. I thank you that there are many that are in agreement with me. And I thank you in advance for answered prayer. Because you said, oh God, that when I ask anything in your name, that you would do it. And right now, oh God, I'm asking that you will reveal yourself, that you will manifest your word in the lives of these women. Father, everything that the enemy has stole from them, I thank you for restoration. I thank you, oh God, that you are raising them up for such a time as this. Every area of their lives where the enemy has stolen their voice, has stolen their power, in the mighty name of Jesus. As you release the garment of praise, as you release the oil of joy, oh God, as you give them beauty for ashes, I thank you that you are also loosing their voice. I thank you, oh God, that you are loosing their power and their authority. And in my priestly position in the spirit realm, I untie them in the second heaven from every diabolical assignment of the enemy. And Father God, I thank you that they are women that have been loosed. They are women that are free to move forward and beyond and do the work that you have called them to do. And while they are in a posture of waiting for restoration, I thank you, oh God, that you have their full attention. I decree your word over their lives in Isaiah 26 and verse 3 that says they shall keep their mind stayed on you so that you can keep them in perfect peace as they trust in you. And I decree, oh God, that they will trust in you with their whole heart and they will not lean to their own understanding, but they will acknowledge you in all of their ways. Because prior to hearing this message today, they were clueless as to why their marriage fell apart and they did not get married. Father, many answers to questions are being answered today. And we want to say thank you for releasing the spiritual illumination of your word. We want to say thank you, God, for your unconditional love. We want to say thank you, God, for renewing the mindsets of your people. We want to say thank you, God, for breaking up the fallow ground. We want to say thank you, God, for pulling up the weeds out of the hearts of your people. We want to say thank you, God, for pulling out the weeds in the minds of your people. We want to say thank you, God, for uprooting and destroying every assignment of the enemy. And we want to say thank you, God, for exposing the spirit of robbery. And spirit of robbery, I decree in the name of Jesus that your assignment is over. I bind the spirit of robbery. I bind the spirit of death, and I bind the spirit of destruction. And God, I bind the spirit of heaviness. I bind every mind-binding spirit. And the example that I provided of the roots of the weeds that intermingle with the roots of the plants, God, there are some soul ties that need to be broken. And I break every demonic soul tie. I break every diabolical soul tie. There are some demonic cords in the second heaven that have been connected to your people here on this earth realm, God. And they have been in vicious cycles of setbacks and disappointments because of evil altars that have been erected against them, that has been erected against their mindsets. And I tear down every evil altar. I dismantle these evil altars and I disconnect them. I cut the cords in the second heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. And as they are disconnected, oh God, I thank you for new life. I thank you that they shall not remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. Oh God, I thank you. Hallelujah. But they shall behold the new thing that is springing forth. I cut the tentacles of the octopus, oh God. Every controlling spirit, spirit of manipulation, demonic oppression, spirit of intimidation, spirit of fear, I bind you and I render you powerless in the lives of God's people. I bind the spirit of divination and witchcraft. And Python, I cut off your head. I cut off your tail in the name of Jesus. Father, many people have been experiencing constrictions in a chest area, a tightness in a chest. And the spirit of infirmity been speaking to them, telling them that they are having the symptoms of COVID-19, but the devil is a liar. I release the fire of God. I release the blood of Jesus to flush out the lies of the enemy. And I bind the spirit of infirmity. And I curse you at the root. And I loose the gifts of healing. I loose the working of miracles. I loose the word of God in Isaiah 53 and verse 5. And Jeremiah 30 and 17. Oh God, you said we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. You said, oh God, and I'm placing a demand on your word. You said you would restore us unto health. You said you would heal all of our wounds. You said if we ask anything in your name that you would do it. So it is in the matchless name of Jesus, God. Woo, God, I thank you for hearing my humble cry this morning. I thank you, oh God, for breaking up every assignment of the enemy. I thank you, God, for destroying every assignment of the enemy to distract your people. Every hindrance, every distraction, every lie that has been whispered, every lie that's been received. And I want to go back to the tightness in the chest. God, many of your people, they've been bound by a spirit of heaviness, and it's been a tightness around their mind. Sometimes they get headaches that come out of nowhere. Sometimes they just feel unusual pressure on their brain, on their mind, on their forehead, their sinuses, their ears, and they go to the doctors and the doctors can't find the diagnosis, and they walk away with a no-name sickness. And I want to identify for your people, oh God, that that unnamed sickness, it was created in the second heavens by the powers and the principalities, by the rulers of the darkness of this world, by spiritual wickedness in high places. And I'm dancing in the spirit right now. Somebody's getting a breakthrough, God. And I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for exposing the works of the enemy. I thank you, oh God, that the spirit of Python has been exposed and your assignment is canceled. No more tightness in the chest. No more constrictions. No more heaviness. No more headaches. In the name of Jesus, teach your people how to fight in the spirit, oh God. Teach your people how to fight. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Teach your people how to fight, God, with the weapons of their warfare that are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And I need to take a sip of my tea for a moment. Hallelujah. Father, I release the power of the blood of Jesus over your people. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for releasing a fresh anointing. And I thank you for releasing the gifts of healing and the working of miracles. Father, many people are longing for the new things that you promised was going to spring forth in their lives. And many of these people have been disappointed because of the works of Python, which is the spirit of divination. Many people have lost homes, jobs, relationships, children. God, many people have lost their faith in you. But when I started this message, I shared the poem about a new season. And God, there's a reason for this season. There's a reason that you sent me online today, God. And I want you, I free. So I thank you for this season of breakthrough. I thank you that today is the turning point of their breakthroughs. And God, we just want to say thank you for what you have done today. Thank you for breaking the chains and the fetters. Thank you for those that have been struggling with addictions and they've been trying to get back up, God, but they've been struggling and people have not been helping them. But God, all of their help is going to come from you supernaturally. And I thank you for releasing spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And I thank you that as you open up their understanding, that they will no longer respond to their feelings or their emotions. They will no longer look to people. They will no longer turn to people, places, and things to soothe the areas of their heart where something is wrong, something is missing. There is an unmet need, God. And they've been trying to fill those unmet needs with other people, places, and things. God, I thank you for that alcoholic right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you that they've been drowning their sorrows in a bottle of alcohol. Father, I thank you for my passenger that I picked up last night, God. Her mother is in a hospice preparing to die and go home, Lord. And she said, I couldn't bear the pain, Stacy. So I went to the bar and I began to drink my sorrows away. And God, you allowed me to minister to her. And I'm bringing it up now because somebody's listening and you've been turning to the alcohol to help you sleep at night. You've been turning to the alcohol to take away the hurt and the pain because you don't want to experience what you need to experience because it hurts so bad. But that's the very thing that God wants you to release to him so that he can open up your Red Sea today. And God, I thank you for strengthening them today. I thank you for empowering them today. I thank you that you are snatching the taste for alcohol out of their mouths in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, that as you strengthen them supernaturally, that they are going to look up. They're going to lift their eyes unto the hills from whence cometh their help. And they're going to know that all of your help is coming from you. And I thank you, God, for wrapping your arms around them. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I saturate their minds with the blood of Jesus. I saturate their thought process with the blood of Jesus. I release the power of the blood of Jesus to flush out the lies of the enemy. I release the power of the blood of Jesus to flush out the spirit of error. And I loose the spirit of truth. I loose the spirit of righteousness. I decree in the name of Jesus that the spirit of righteousness and the spirit of truth is rising up within him in her, and they are being set free. I disconnect them in the spirit realm from the spirit of anger and bitterness. I disconnect them in the spirit realm from the spirit of rage. Father God, I disconnect them from the negative words they've been speaking out of their mouths. I disconnect them in the second heaven, in that place where they've been bound by the negative thoughts, where they've been rehearsing things. And I thank you, God. Satan, the Lord Jesus rebukes you. I'm going to say this prayer. And Father, I thank you for that person, those persons that are being disconnected right now in the second heavens because we're praying. And I thank you for the demonstration just now of me losing my breath. Many times the enemy try and choke me when I'm praying, God. And no matter what the enemy tries to do, God, I continue to stand on your word. Because you said that the weapons will form, but they will not prosper. And I thank you for ministering to your people that are listening to this prayer, that took the time to listen to this message, oh God. Touch those intercessors that will stand in the gap for me, God. Touch those intercessors that you want to be on the wall, God, because be covered in prayer. And I cover myself right now with the blood of Jesus. I saturate my mind with the blood of Jesus. God, you know I don't get caught up talking to Satan because he's underneath my feet, but I hate him. And every time he make it personal and attack me, I come back stronger and fiercer in the name of Jesus, God. And it's not about raising my voice, but it's about the power of God. And I loose the power of God right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Because as I was going in for somebody to get their breakthrough, the enemy tried to cause a distraction. But God, you are very mindful of what was going on and what is going on. And I thank you for divine healing. I thank you for the working of miracles. I thank you for divine breakthroughs. I thank you for loosing jobs. I thank you for loosing promotions. I thank you for releasing increase. I thank you for enlarging territories. I pray, oh God, that you will keep your hand upon your people like Jabez asked you to keep your hand upon him so that he will know no harm. That is my prayer today, oh God. Keep your hand upon your people so that they will know no harm. Now, Father, as I come to the close of this prayer, I thank you for the foundational scripture of this message. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Father, there are some strongholds that need to be broken. There are some areas in the mind of your people where the enemy has kept them in bondage through demonic manipulation and satanic operations. And many don't understand how the enemy has been operating in their lives. But I thank you for every disappointment. I thank you for every betrayal. I thank you for every hurt. I thank you, God, that prior to today, they didn't understand the power of your word to heal them in those areas of their brokenness. And prior to today, God, they didn't fully understand the operations of the spirit of heaviness and how it works with the spirit of robbery to steal from them. So God, I want to release some scriptures that was released today in John 10:10. Isaiah 43 verse 18 and 19, Matthew 18 and verse 19, Romans the 7th chapter, Galatians the 5th chapter, Isaiah 54 and verse 17. And right now God is telling me to tell somebody that you have been established in the righteousness of God. And you are far from oppression and terror shall not come near your dwelling. I decree divine immunity and divine protection. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. So as I share our foundational scripture, it says, Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Do not remember the former things or ponder the things of the past. Listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. And as I opened up this message, I said, God wants to release spiritual abundance and spiritual blessings. Many of us, myself included, we have been in a dry season. We've been in the wilderness, but God is going to make a way. But there are some things that we need to do, and there are some mindsets that we need to put off. Now, when I was praying earlier, I identified the spirit of anger, the spirit of rage, and the spirit of bitterness. Many of us have, at one time or another in our lives, embraced the root of bitterness. And the root of bitterness, the strong man for the root of bitterness, is the spirit of Haman. And Haman operates with great wrath and the spirit of malice. So the next teach, which our foundational scripture is Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. But we're going to learn about the spirit of malice. We're going to learn about the spirit of anger, the root of bitterness, and the spirit of resentment and rejection. Because these are some thought processes that God wants us to put off. But we need to understand how they developed and where they came from. Remember when I was talking about the weeds that grow in our gardens next to our plants, our flowers. We need to pull these weeds out of our hearts, out of our minds. And we need to plant the word of God. We need to water the word of God so that the word of God can grow in our hearts and in our minds so that we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So there are different areas of your own life that I know the Holy Spirit is revealing to you. And whatever area it is, I want you to do a scriptural research in the word of God on that area. And if you need help, just inbox me. If you need prayer, just inbox me. I'm not going to put my phone number out on the air like this. But if anybody needs prayer, if you need a better understanding of anything that was shared today, I am available to you. I care about you. I'm not here for form or fashion. I'm not trying to be recognized. I'm here to perform God's work and to fulfill his plans and purpose for my life. And that is to open the prison doors and set the captives free. So don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. There are some leaders that need to reach out to me because God put a word of deliverance in my mouth for you. And there are some areas of your life where God wants to heal you. There are some areas in your mind where you need to be delivered and set free so that God can do the new thing in you that he wants to do so that you will stop doing the wrong thing with those under your leadership. So if you know that is you, I want you to humble yourself and submit to the biblical authority of God's word. In those areas where he's been tugging on you to reach out to me, but you've been disobedient. God wants you to obey, because the moment you reach out to me, your whole life is going to change. So as I come to the close, I want you to add Colossians, the third chapter, to the list of scriptures that I shared today. And I want to personally invite you to stay tuned, stay connected, and join me as we continue this wonderful journey of understanding this scripture in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, and learn how to apply this word to our lives so that we can be set free in every area of our lives. And I want to take you back to a garden for a moment, because when we make the different rows in our garden after breaking up the fallow ground, each row has something different going on. You can have like a field of corn growing, but on each row, there are different weeds that are popping up all over the place. And I want you to be patient with yourself while you're going through the healing process. I want you to be patient with yourself while you're going through the renewal process. I want you to be kind to yourself. I want you to love yourself. And I want you to focus on God care. Many times we say I'm focusing on self-care, but when you put self in the way, where does God fit in? So let's stop saying self-care and let's go to God care, because God cares for us and God will help us when we turn to him. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I place a seal on this prayer, on this teach today, and I bind the spirit of backlash and retaliation. I pray for retention. I pray that this word has fallen on good ground, on good soil, and that is getting rooted, grounded in the hearts of your people, the hearts and minds of your people. I thank you for the repeat, the replay, because some people are going to need to listen to this message more than once. But I pray that you would release a fresh anointing. I bless everybody under the sound of my voice. I bless everyone that will listen on demand. I bless every household. I cover every household with the blood of Jesus, and I decree divine immunity and divine protection with Psalms 91. And I thank you, God, for hiding us in the secret place underneath the shadow of your wings. And we give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. My name is Stacy Lunsford. You are listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. God bless you. Go in peace. Shalom.